Logan, can you just tell us real quick about prior to the draft, your connections and talking with the Patriots at all?
Yeah, the Patriots were one of the teams that worked me out, and I knew that they needed a corner, and I felt like I was the guy for them all along. They have a great Rutgers connection, but beyond that, I felt like I'm a smart, athletic, versatile player, and I can do well in that organization, and I think it was a perfect fit.
Logan, you were a redshirt freshman when Devin McCourty was a senior, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Can you speak to your relationship with him?
Yeah, you know what? The relationship that me and Devin have goes beyond words. Devin, to me, and he's a guy that helped me make the transition coming from high school, a talented high school player, to make the transition to be a, you know, a college corner. And now for him to be there for me for this next step. And I've grown up over the years, and I'm not that 18-year-old boy anymore. But to, you know, have the opportunity to compete alongside him in practice every day, and the work ethic that he brings, and the great leader that he is, you know, I'm just honored to be, you know, be able to play alongside him and for the Patriots organization.
Logan, did you play mainly man last season, or was there a lot of zone coverage?
You know, at Rutgers, we did a little bit of both. Team that. We were high pressure. We ran NFL complex schemes, something that we had great success doing. And Rutgers asked me to do a lot of man in zone and, you know, and be able to tackle and special teams. So I'm a guy that, you know, doesn't like to come off the field, and I'm a guy that wants to win games and do whatever it takes for my team to win games.
Were you excited to see Duran get picked a couple spots behind you?
There again, I'm sorry.
Were you excited to see Harmon get picked a couple spots behind you?
Yeah, I think the celebration from the family I had with me might have been equally as loud when we saw Duran get picked right behind me. And he's one of my best friends, you know, that I've had through college. And he played behind me in college. And, you know, he made me a better player, honestly. And I don't think of a better person to be a Patriot alongside myself and Duran Harmon.
Was it a pleasant surprise to see him go that high? I mean, he certainly wasn't projected to be a third-round pick.
Doesn't surprise me one bit. I mean, Duran is a great football player, and I'm with him, and he's my workout partner. And he works extremely hard, and I know that. And he believes in himself, and I believe in him. And he has all the measurables and the speed and anything that you look for. And he was a two-time All-Big East defender. And I think if you're the best in the conference two straight years, then you're worthy of being a third-round pick.
You said he made you better. What are some of the ways he did that?
Just pushed me on the field. You know, we always raise each other's level of game, and it allowed me to play aggressive. You know, when you have a great safety, behind you, much like how Devin McCourty is for the Patriots, allows your corners to play a lot more aggressive. And that's something that Duran did. He was a great ball hawk in center field and helped us get a lot of turnovers.
Logan, you talked about playing both schemes, but what's your comfort level in man?
I'm extremely comfortable, and I think if you want to play at Rutgers, it's something that we have to do. And I think if you want to play in the NFL, it's something you have to be comfortable doing. And that's the league. You need corners who can play man to man. It makes your whole defense better, and that's what I work hard every single day. And I always try to prove my game, because if you're a great man to man corner, then it makes everyone around you better, and it makes the game of football easier for your defense. And that's what I'm trying to be.
Logan, how often did you see Coach Belichick down at Rutgers, especially when Coach Chiano was there?
I think the reason that we saw him occasionally would be because of Steve, his son, and I got a chance to be a teammate with Steve Belichick. So we did see Coach Belichick around a couple times, but, you know, other than that, you know, not so much. It wasn't like he was there all the time. But I think he was there supporting his son like any father would, and he wasn't there coaching for him. He was there as a father. So it was a very relaxed, you know, time when you saw Coach Belichick.
Do you think it will be difficult or awkward at all to transition from being a teammate of Steve's now that he's a coach with the Patriots?
No, not at all. He's a guy that I bumped into at a combine, and I said, hey, how you doing? But, you know, he went his path in life and I went mine. He's going to be a great coach, and I feel as if I'm going to be a great player. And, you know, it's nothing more than that. This is a business now, and I understand that.
Logan, it looked like you were named Academic All-Big East at least a couple of times, and I'm curious,
yeah.
one, what your major is, and two, how does that translate to football and the ability maybe to digest a playbook and schemes?
Yeah, well, I was a labor studies major and a psychology minor, and I come from a family where my father was the first person to get a college degree. I have an older brother who graduated from Drexel as an engineer. Extremely bright, so education is extremely important at all times, and I've always been an honor roll student, and it's something that I had to do to play at Rutgers, obviously, for playing for a guy of Greg Schiano and the standards that we had at Rutgers academically, and it means a lot. I think your DB's got to be some of the smartest people on the field because they got to understand, you know, what their job is and how the game is at an extremely fast pace, so you got to be able to operate on your feet extremely fast, and I think the smarter you are to digest that, it makes the game a little bit easier.
Logan, what team did you root for growing up, and what were your feelings about the Patriots?
The team that I rooted for growing up, being from South Jersey, was the Eagles, but ever since Devin got drafted for the Patriots, watching those guys, they're on TV a lot, going to Rutgers, you get to see a whole bunch of Patriots games. And it's hard not to root for the Patriots. I respect everything that the Patriots organization does. I think they're a class act, and I think it's how it was run at Rutgers. And I think the reason why Rutgers guys had success at the Patriots is because we're built to play football on the field but live like a professional off the field. And that's something that we're taught, and that's something I'm going to bring to the Patriots organization and help contribute.
What do you do away from the football field?
I'm a family guy. I have a beautiful girlfriend. I have a one-year-old puppy, now a dog, that I got last year that woke me up all times in the middle of the night. So I'm seeing my dog grow up, and outside of football, I just like to relax with my family and, you know, really take it easy. But I'm one of the hardest working players, I guarantee you that. And I'm always working on football, so the very little time that I have away from it, I like to get away and relax with my family.
What kind of dog?
What's the dog's name?
A Puggle.
What is it?
I got a Puggle named Nala.
Puggle named Nala.
Oh yeah, looks like off a Lion King.
Your girlfriend picked that dog, right?
What was that?
Did your girlfriend pick the dog out?
Well, I was living in an apartment at the time, so I couldn't get a pit bull. So we had to go with the next fiercest thing, which is a Puggle.
Went alphabetically? So,
how do you go from pit bull to Puggle?
Alphabetically.
Mini Doberman or something? I mean...
It was
great speaking with you, Logan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Logan.
Congratulations.